Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a very exciting show here today because we will be joined immediately when we come back from the break by good old JR. Jim Ross is joining us here for the entire show. Obviously, new book out, Under the Black Hat. We'll be talking about that book as well as AEW and everything else. No phone calls for Jim Ross today. I got a million questions for him. But if you'd like to send text messages, you may do so. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Any questions you have about the book or AEW or his time in WWE, whatever is on your mind, you're welcome to give us a text message question here into the bin today. Since he's going to be on the entire show, just want to very quickly mention a couple of news notes. Last night on Raw, they did in fact have wrestlers in the crowd. They put up these giant plexiglass deals and they put the fans in the crowd. And I've been told that plexiglass may be permanent even when actual fans come back to the building, but the show is a million times better. Obviously, the one negative is that they didn't test everyone for coronavirus before the show. They just did the temperature checks as everybody was on their way in, and those are, I don't want to say they're useless, but they're the next thing up from useless. So why WWE is not doing full-on COVID testing, a billion-dollar company, I have no idea. But as far as, like, the atmosphere of the show, a million times better. And I hear they're going to do it for NXT as well as SmackDown. So that is at least positive news if you are a fan of the shows. Matt Riddle likely heading to SmackDown, could be as early as this week. He is going to be written out of storylines on NXT, heading to the main roster. Also great news if you're a fan of Matt Riddle. And that's the majority of the news. More later tonight, also last night with Dave Meltzer. But in a moment, Jim Ross talking Under the Black Hat. Back in a moment on Observer Live.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by good old JR Jim Ross. Live here, Sports Byline USA, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Under the Black Hat is the new book. You can grab it at Amazon.com. Find booksellers everywhere. Links on my Twitter, JR's Twitter as well. And Jim, how you doing today?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. We've got AEW coming up tomorrow, obviously. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the book. But pay-per-view this past Saturday night seemed to get some great reviews. What were your thoughts on Double or Nothing?
Well, from my role, and that's all I can really speak accurately to, I guess. The show was a lot of fun to call. It was a lot of variety. The last match was a spectacle, a cinematic spectacle, which seems to be a trend, or maybe a trend or maybe not, but it looks like it's becoming a trend. I thought we had some real solid matches prior to that. The guys worked hard. That's always been my criteria, is that, sometimes creative is so subjective, but effort and desire to perform and give the fans their money's worth isn't. There's no room for discretion in that deal. So I thought all of our guys and gals worked hard, and, so I enjoyed it. It was a good Saturday night. It was a long Saturday night. I think I went to bed about 5 in the morning, but it was a hell of a night, I can tell you that.
Now, you obviously have been around forever in a million different places, and you've seen a million different things and experienced a million different things in wrestling, but nothing like the coronavirus pandemic. I think that's pretty safe to say here. And
right.
I guess the first question regarding that would be, what are your thoughts on some of the positives that, maybe not positives, but obviously, there are some positives. The cinematic, like the stadium stampede, I'm not sure we would have had something exactly like that if there had not been a pandemic. And people are having to work a little bit differently because there are no fans. I mean, what have you learned from this pandemic? What have you seen that, if anything, has been sort of a positive that people have learned about wrestling and fans as a result of all of this?
Well, from the beginning of the virus, to be honest with you, I was skeptical that it was going to be as widespread and powerful as it has become. But I soon, smartened up to that situation. You know, I have two granddaughters, Brian, and they lost their grandpa, the other grandpa, my son-in-law's father, to the coronavirus on Easter Sunday. So me coming down to Jacksonville, which is where I am now, and by the way, if you're looking for a weather report, it's raining like cats and dogs.
Oh, man.
No beach activity today, as if I needed that. But nonetheless, the virus is going to change the way we do everything. Now, there are going to be exceptions. I overstate. I'm a wrestling announcer, so I dramatize things. I embellish. But I think many important facets of our life are going to be changed for the rest of our lives. And I do think that somewhere along the way, fans get back in the arena. When? Who the hell knows? We're here at Davey's Place. This is our site right now. This is where it seems like we're going to be until we can go back on the road. I don't know that. That's, to me, it would be logical. Everything's here. So, everything's changed. You know, the talents are going to work more snug and more logically. They can't communicate in verbal form as freely as they have been used to in the past. So it's like the USC fight I went to a week ago here in Jacksonville. Those 4-ounce gloves with no fans make a very disturbing noise. It's a different game. You can hear the coaches. You can hear the announcers, everything. And so now the mics pick up everything. So you got to be careful what you say, profanity-wise, spot-wise, whatever the heck it may be. But it's changing everything, Brian. And here's an example. I flew from Oklahoma City to talk to Atlanta early in the month, like the 3rd or 4th. I've been here all month. And I rode from Atlanta to Jacksonville with Tony, with Shivani, and we had some of that content on our ad-free shows, which is, you know, a cluster. But nonetheless, it was what it was. It's kind of funny. And so I've done a lot of things. I'm not even staying at the team hotel. I didn't go near the hotel here in town that at one time was housing all the USC fighters and the AEW guys, gals. So, I stayed away from that place. I haven't been there once. So I got an Airbnb and I'm isolated and, I've been very careful, but the talents have got to observe the new rules. It's like the Bill Maher segment, you know, new rules. There's new rules in pro wrestling.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that about having to hit everybody a little bit harder and having gone to that UFC show. Dave and I used to go to UFC shows all the time. And that was one of the things. You would be sitting there and these guys would be pounding on each other and it would just sound so brutal. And then you go home and watch it on television and it didn't really translate because you've got all these fans in the building. And now, I mean, man, you watch those UFC shows and you hear what you hear if you're at ringside, and sometimes it's pretty disconcerting, and it does lead to obviously some ideas for pro wrestling. I mean, you don't really want to hurt your opponent, but I mean, you can, as the old saying goes, you can hit people hard in safe places, and it's significantly right. More effective now with less fans than it was back in the day when everyone's screaming and you were getting hit hard in safe places, but like nobody knew about it except for the ringsiders and the people in the ring. Now everybody knows. So there are tricks that I guess people are starting to figure out about how to work with no fans.
And it's a brand new game for a lot of guys. You know, you get veterans like Jericho or Moxley, Lance Hoyt, Brody Lee. Those guys have been around. They've done all these things. A lot of the other guys and ladies on our roster haven't had that experience yet. They've had packed houses at PWG. Or they've been on an ensemble cast in Japan. But, you know, you look at the raw numbers of the Japan cards, except for the Tokyo Dome, they're, you know, a great house is what, 5, 10, 12,000 maybe? Is that about right? So it's a new world for a lot of guys. So then you take, we had a great crowds coming. Our TV audience is growing. They're loud. They're boisterous. They're young. They're defiant, fun, like Attitude Era type guys. They're uninhibited, and it's wonderful. But now we got to learn new things. And for me as a broadcaster, I can't be wandering looking at the crowd, that pretty girl sitting over there, or somebody's got a cool sign, or somebody's wearing a JR t-shirt, which I've never seen. But nonetheless, I jest, kind of. But, you know, you're frozen to your monitor. And that's really how you broadcast. If you're broadcasting video, you rely on your monitor's images to be able to pair up your lyric to that music. So there's a lot of things. We've all had to learn to do different things. And I don't think, and we're certainly not through learning because this thing seems to be far from over. It's just that big events are not being rescheduled with fans in mind. And that's so scary. Big events in the mainstream sports world. You know, you're going to have the Masters in like October. But no fans, I guess. So until I see some fans back in America and how that's managed, there's no reason for us to leave Jacksonville, at least no hurry to leave until it's safe.
We got about 1 minute before this first break right here, but I want to quickly ask you, as somebody who was very involved in WWE, knowing everything about the WWE developmental process and just the WWE schedule, I mean, you mentioned the young wrestlers in AEW, and there are a lot of them. And the one thing with AEW is there's no touring. I mean, obviously, no one's touring with coronavirus, but I mean, coronavirus aside, there's no house shows, there's no touring. What are your thoughts on the inability of those younger wrestlers to be able to work 3 or 4 days a week? I mean, there's positives to house shows, and there's also negatives due to the schedule. But very quickly, what are your thoughts on should they be doing more house shows for everybody's learning abilities?
Absolutely, and I think that's the plan. It's just, you know, timing is, I know that there were some live events penciled into the schedule before the virus. You can't get better working one night a week. Nobody. I don't care who you are. There's some minor exceptions. Like, I don't know that Chris Jericho needs to work 4 or 5 days a week to be great.
Doubtful.
I think he can be great on Wednesday nights. But a lot of guys need to continue to work, and they need to work under the supervision of the coaches in AEW so that they can continue to relearn some of the fundamentals, primarily slowing down, using more psychology, and selling. Because you've been in the business 10 years doesn't mean you're a 10-year veteran. It could mean you've had the same experience 10 times. So, yeah, getting house shows are important for us, I think, to develop talent especially and for revenue going forward. But who the hell knows when that's going to be? It ain't no time soon, apparently.
All right, back in a moment, everybody. We'll talk Under the Black Hat. Jim Ross is our guest, Wrestling Observer Live.